You're listening to one of the most iconic stations in the nation. An American original. Talk Radio 77 WABC and WABCRadio.com.
Henry Weingarten is a highly respected analyst based here in New York City, and it's always good to hear Henry's view of the markets.
In the first part of May, we're long. You know, markets have just come from being way up till February, then way down. And in the last 2-3 days, actually from the beginning of May 1st, we basically are long. However, once we get to the second half of May or early June, there's about 2 months where the market may be very challenged again, because you have to look at the fundamentals. And the fundamentals are, we have a slowing economy, recession-like. Perhaps it's a recession, perhaps it's recession-like. That's going to continue for a while, forgetting that the tariff situation will still be up and down. I think it's going to definitely be much better, but it will not be a straight line. Therefore, once we get to first week of June, if not beforehand, we will be much flatter. As professionals, we'll be long and short. We would have some cash, and we'll be mostly playing special situations. If we're in a recessionary-like environment, then things like gold can do very well, although we ourselves went short gold around 3,400 and 3,500. But gold stocks can do very well on a long-term basis. Entertainment will do very well, but especially special situations. There are companies that have nothing to do with the general environment so much. They make money, whether good times or bad, and one should try to have some of those in your portfolio, but definitely more risk on, although it will feel like right now the risk is being dramatically reduced.
At present, Henry Weingarten is seeing certain undervalued opportunities.
One of the few things that we think are undervalued, because right now markets are still, in our viewpoint, well overvalued, is the energy sector. So if we look at oil, which can be anywhere, anything below 60 to 62 is very undervalued. And there are a number of companies, like we have a company called Riley Permian, which gives a very low PE and a very high dividend. And it will do very well over the next year or two. It's, as we're talking now, it's about 25. We think if we take it a year to a year and a half, it will be 40 to 45. And it's a very well-run company. They do a lot of hedging appropriately. That's one we like. Now, another case is in the silver space. If we're talking a year and a half, our favorite silver company is Mag Silver. Now, silver, as we're talking, is well over 30. Do you know what their price of silver is to produce it? It's 88 cents. And their all-in support cost is under $6. As a New Yorker, I like to buy wholesale, not retail. So why pay $60 when I can buy it for $6? So a stock like Mag Silver, billion-dollar company, but it also, in addition to making money or minting money, it has 3 very large opportunities for doing exploration success. Any one of them would double the stock. As we're talking now, the stock is under $15. We think it will be next year $20 to $30 plus. So there's another case that isn't affected by it. And there are other areas as well. Royalties is another area. In fact, it's very interesting. In our May 1st webinar that we produced, we put a whole section on royalties. And at the same time, I just saw afterwards 2 large investment houses having special conferences on royalties, because they don't have the same risk, that they don't have the same rewards, but there's much less downside risk. So a company like Gold Royalty over the next year should go up anywhere from 20 to 50%. Those are 3 examples of things we like.
Henry, thank you for your insights. Henry Weingarten, a closely followed market analyst based here in New York City.
The number one talk station in the nation, 77 WABC, New York. From Wall Street to Washington to your wallet, you're listening to The Larry Kudlow Show.